Hello, so glad to come your way again. My name is Excellence Sambo. I am the Relationship Academy anchorman. I'm a relationship coach and also a relationship consultant. I live in Abuja, Nigeria, West Africa. I want to bring good news to you once again, because we are in the business of changing the love narrative. I want to talk to you on the six kind of love and the real love that makes relationship work. Six kind of love and the real love that makes relationship work. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody likes love. Everybody wants to be loved back. That anytime you are in love with somebody, you really want to be sure that the person really loves you back. So I want to share with you the reason why you should understand the kind of love that is in a relationship. It's not everybody who understands what real love in a relationship is. So many people are confused. I've had running the relationship that we have close to 240 people on our platform. You know, we're about to hit 240 as at the last time I checked on our Relationship Academy platform. And also I posted a particular post on the Facebook, and we had about over 600 comments. And what I read through, it shook me that a lot of people around the world do not understand what real love is. And that is what I want to talk about. And I've had people ask me, how do I know that a man loves me? You know, and so many people have gone into relationship that they didn't really understand what love is. What I normally tell ladies, especially ladies, they are always a victim of love, is when a man tells you I love you, there are two questions you should ask the man. What kind of love do you talk about? What do you understand by love? Don't forget these two questions. What kind of love? Because I want to talk about six kinds of love here. And you will ask the man, because if you understand what love is, you will know what real love is all about. You will not get confused, or you will not get trapped in fake love, because there are different kind of love. And even some people who tells you that they love you, some of them don't even know the kind of love they are talking about. So I'm going to be spending my time talking to you, and I know you are seriously interested in this topic. Yes, you are. I have had to counsel people every day around the world. People call me, people chat me up, people share their problems with me. A lot of people's problems are so pathetic, at times I want to cry with them, just because they got into relationships that they didn't really understand it. And I've discovered that you grow up and you are up to the age of getting married, and a man comes around, does not make him, you know, qualified to really get into your life. A lot of people get along well in a relationship. After a while, they find out that things are changing. So they say, but this man said he loves me. Why has he changed? He did not understand the real love I'm about to talk about. And I know you want to know about this real love. But before I tell you about the love that makes relationship last, I want to tell you that I have been married for about 17 years. You know, October 18th, 2020 will make me full 17 years in marriage. And as I'm talking to you, every day I keep loving my wife. We are so close. I have four children, lovely children, and they are grown up. Every day we're enjoying staying together. How did we make? I want to share with you. Somebody that has succeeded in something can tell you the secret of how he is succeeding and what is making him to succeed. So wherever you're listening to me, in any part of the world, because our Relationship Academy audio messages are all over the world. Yes, they are. You know, the UK, the US, Botswana, and some part of Africa, they're all over. And I'll tell you something, when you listen to something good, keep sharing. The people that are enjoying our Relationship Academy platform are doing a real good work. They, when they listen, the feedbacks are awesome. Somebody told me, said they have never got this kind of teachings before in relationship, and their eyes is getting open. A lot of people have made serious mistakes. Some people have lost their lives even in relationship. In between, I'm going to be sharing experiences of people with you to really show you that so many people did not really understand what love is all about. Let me start with the number one love. I call it mania love. Mania love, I was surprised when somebody was talking with me and he mentioned mania love. It means he attended my lecture on six kind of love. So I decided to do an audio message about this, you know, kind of love, so that you can understand. We did the lecture, it was a written one, but I want to take time and do an elaborate teaching on this, and I know you will love it. So mania love is an obsessive love, but this kind of love is a very destructive love. And in this kind of love, the people that are you know, involved in this kind of love, they are too possessive. You know, they are domineering. They love things addictively. They are not, you know, when somebody loves something and that thing is destroying that person slowly. I don't know whether you understand what I am. Somebody loves to drink alcohol. That is love for something now. You know, it's an addictive love. It's obsessed. You know, somebody loves to drink alcohol. You know, that is love for something, and he knows the alcohol is. Somebody loves to smoke cigarette. You know, a man was so addicted to sleeping with prostitute that at midnight 12 he went out of his house under in pajamas, ran to the streets. So there are some things that people love that is destructive. It is not a good kind of love. You know, they can smoke. Somebody sits down and drinks, like, you know, 12 carton of beer alone, and is destroying his kidney. Now this kind of love is that you love something that is destroying you. Yeah, you love something that is destroyed. That's you. The love for that thing, nobody can separate you from that thing. It would take the intervention of God or deliverance for such a person to let go. You know, some part of the world, some people like crack, they like drugs, they like to go on cocaine. When they don't do it, they don't feel fine. So it is a love for something that can destroy you back. I know. And some people also, when they love a man or a woman, they don't want any other person, you know, to come near. Even greetings can bring a problem. You know, that kind of love, you know, you love checking your man's phone, you want to know, you know, all manner of you know, checking. You don't give someone space. Everything is just you know, you are too possessive. You try to, you know, dominate. From there, you see this person dominating, you know, he wants to control you. This kind of love, I've been under, you know, I don't know whether you've been under somebody who loves to control everything, you know, about you. Let me tell you something. I heard of a man whose wife was a nurse, you know. So the man is the woman, that is the wife, is the one working. The man goes to collect the salary. That is a kind of domineering marriage. Uh-huh. So you those kind of a love where you are possessive, you are domineering, you control, you know, you control everything, you don't give space. Okay, I think, I don't know whether I understand, you are getting a picture of what I mean. Let me not stay too long here. I move to the next love called storage. Storage is a familiar kind of love. It's a love for family members. Have you ever noticed that fathers, like yesterday, I do sports, I do sporting activities. I play badminton, I play table tennis. So my children were outside. They were, do you know, I was so distracted that I could not concentrate on the game because my kids were also running around. So my eyes was always going to them. There is no parent that doesn't love his children, except that child, except that parent is a witch. You understand? So my eyes, so once in a while, I was shouting at my sons, you know, hey, and they were playing, they were enjoying themselves, but my heart was going after, hey, I don't want them to hurt themselves, you know. So you discover that the love that you have for your family members is a very strong love. It's called storage love. That love that you have for your mother, you know, that love that you have for your father, that love that you have for your daughter, for your son, for your children, that love that you have for your brother, for your sister, is a kind of strong love. You know, something happened in our family. One of my sisters had issues, so she wanted to go for surgery. My brothers went all out to borrow money to make sure that they get her. They don't have. So, but that kind of thing, you may not do it for somebody else. To borrow money to save your parents' life or to your sister's life is called storage love. It's a bond that you can't understand, the love between mother and children. A mother can starve, wear one clothes to see her children through school. You know, it is a strong love. I don't know whether you understand this kind of love. It's a family kind of love, okay? No, you go out of your way to make sure that your children, but you cannot do that kind of thing to your neighbor's children. You know, if anything happens to any of your family member now, you discover that you go out of your way to look for money and make sure that problem is solved. It could be a police case, it could be hospital case or health case, it could be anything. So you that now the person that said that there is no money, if anything happens to maybe your child, God forbid, you say, you go out of your way, you borrow, you go everywhere. It's love for your family that is pushing you out to do that. That's number two. Now, number three kind of love, you know, is filial love. This love is self-love, the love that you love yourself, you know, living. You see, that I want to say some serious things with filial love. P-H-I-L-A-U-T-I. Filial love. This is a love that you know that you love yourself. You love taking care of yourself. You love making yourself look good, you know. And that is why I want to say this, that some people in their relationship don't love themselves. Because when you go out of your way to love somebody at the detriment of your own comfort, you must learn how to practice to love yourself before you say, I can love somebody else. Look at this way. Imagine somebody going to commit abortion for a guy who doesn't love you. In the name of, he says he loves you. I just read through some comments on Facebook of a post I did. I told you over 600 comments. My God, over 600 comments. What was the comment all about? I was telling them in that comment that a guy tells you he loves you, he sleeps with you, and when the guy who sleeps with you, you now tells him that I have taken enough, I'm pregnant, the guy said go and abort. And I said, that guy hates you, he doesn't love you, that guy is a devil in your life. How can he, you know? So one of the guys now wrote that his friend is in this situation. He's even giving 20,000 naira to the lady to go and abort the pregnancy, that he is not ready. Can you imagine? So in this case, that lady doesn't love herself. You know that you will be pregnant if you sleep with this guy, and you know that if you are pregnant, this guy will tell you to go and abort, and if you abort, you may lose your womb or you may die. It shows you don't love yourself, because if you love yourself, you will know somebody who loves you. So a lot of people in a relationship don't love themselves. They love the guy they claim that loves them more than themselves. Okay, so you go out of your way to do something in the name of nonsense, foolish love, to risk your life. It shows you don't love yourself. So filial love is a love that you love yourself. Even the Bible says love yourself, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. It didn't say love your neighbor more than yourself. So if you don't practice to love yourself, you will not know when someone hates you. Are you understanding me now? So in filial love, you must practice self-love. You must practice how to take care of yourself, how to protect yourself, how to understand that you have self-worth, how to understand that you have self-dignity, how to understand that you also, you are important in the relationship. Because when you're going through that abortion process, now you go suffer. Okay, look at now, a guy has impregnated you. Maybe he is himself is going to school, and you yourself, you have stayed back to take care of the pregnancy 9 months. The child will come after maybe 1-2 years. You have lost like 2 years out of school. That shows you are going out to somebody who claims he loves you, but now he has shown you that he didn't love you. Because anybody that loves you will take responsibility for his actions. He will stand with you in the day of trouble. He will not abandon you. I'm still talking. So learn to love yourself. Another number four love is filial love. P-H-I-L-A-L-I-A. I'll take it again. P-H-I-L-I-A. Filial love is a love you have for your friends. I don't know whether you have a friend that you love so much. I'm not talking about girlfriend. It could be same sex. I'm not talking about homosexuality or lesbianism. That's not the kind of nonsense, stupid, dirty love I'm talking about. I'm not talking about those kind of demonic, you know, that a man sleeps with a man, a woman sleeps with a woman. That's not the kind of, you know, the one I'm just talking about friendship with somebody that your friend, you know that you can do anything for your friend. And that is why you must be careful of who you call your friends. Recently, I got into some challenges. You know, I had a downturn in my life where it was difficult. Things were difficult with my wife and I, my family. You know, where God is just helping us to come out gradually. Now let me tell you a story. I went out of my way to do something for somebody I thought was my friend, because I believe that if you are my friend, I should go out of my way to do something for you. A friend should always be there for you. Okay? So do you know that guy became very successful, made a lot of millions. I'm talking about a lot of millions. I opened that door for that guy. I introduced that guy, you know, to those top shots in government, connected him. I went out of my way to make sure that, you know, in with the hope that when it's well with him, me also, it will be well with me. Do you know that guy turned his back on me? And I started noticing that people that I was thinking were my friends for 20 years, they started turning their backs on me. It was there I knew that I didn't have a friend. You know, they said in the day of adversity, in the day of adversity, in the day of problems, you know your friends. That is when you know your true friends. But you know that when you are in prosperity, things are good with you, everybody is your friend. Let problems prove your friends. Don't just call everybody your friend. I don't know whether you've ever had people you call friends that betrayed you, that stab your back. So when I started studying and I discovered, I said, what is friend? There are some people that are in your life, you know them, they know you, they are just acquaintance. It was recently I knew that a lot of people I call my friends are actually not my friends, because a friend will stick to you in thick and in thin. No matter what, he will be there for you. I sat down like this. I began to sit back at home and say, wow, is this how this world is? A lot of my friends that I claim were my friends when things were good, you know, now I was facing some issues. But thank God for the wisdom of God, because I needed, now God wanted me to know that all those people you call friends are not your friends. Let me give you an example of true friends in the Bible. True friends in the Bible that I know very well is Jonathan and David. Jonathan was a son of King Saul, the king of Israel, the first king of Israel. David was from a poor family. You understand? I talk about a friend that loves you so much that he does not consider whether you're from a poor background or not, but a friend that believes in you, a friend that is there for you, a friend that can stand with you. And that's why I mix up. My wife is my best friend now. My wife is my best friend. You understand? I love all those people that have done whatsoever, but I tell you something, I now know that you don't throw yourself on people anyhow. So be careful of people you call your friend. David became the friend of Jonathan, that they entered into a strong covenant. The Bible says that the love for themselves was like a love between a man and a woman. That's what the Bible says. It was like a love between a man and a woman. I'm telling you the truth. So that is filial love. That Jonathan had to tread his throne for David. When King Saul was going all out to kill David, Jonathan protected David. Even when Jonathan knew that according to succession plan, it was supposed to be that after the death of his father, he would take over as a king. Do you know that Jonathan told David, I know you will be the king of Israel? He did not fight Jonathan. He did not fight David. He stayed around with David. And in the time David was going through, attacks from his father, King Saul, Jonathan was always giving David information, security reports. That is a true friend. And that was why when Jonathan and Saul died in war, oh my God, David cried. So one day David said, is there anybody in King Saul's house that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? True friendship transcends generation. In other words, your father will remember that he was a friend of somebody, and that friendship is benefiting the children. May you have that kind of friends in Jesus' name, where you are able to have good friends that are there for you, not people that will turn their back on you. So many people you have helped, they turn their back on you. So many people that you help to succeed in life, you call them friends. You did that because you thought they were their friends, and today they are showing you real pepper. So financial love is a love that you love your friends genuinely. Be careful of who you call your friend, because everybody that is true friend. Number five, another love is eros. Eros is this romantic kind of love. Romance, that you look at my eyes, I look at your eyes, we fall in love, you know, that kind of thing. You know, my tone will change here now because we talk about love. You know, all this kind of love that people come around you, they love you so much, you know, and this kind of love evaporates like vapor. It's like morning harmattan. It does not last. And unfortunately, people have used eros, E-R-O-S, to marry. And that is why so many people get disappointed at the long run in their relationship life, because they did not understand that eros was actually what that guy was practicing with you. I've listened to stories like you are going out with a guy for 5 years. The guy has refused to formalize. How can you even go out with a guy for 5 years without even knowing why you are even relating with somebody? You're wasting your life. Do you know that women do not have time? Women don't have time. How can you, maybe you are 28, you go out with a guy, you know, for three to five years? He's wasting your time. He's not telling you, he's sleeping with you, he's making you commit abortion. At times he will impregnate you. Now look at this. A guy impregnates a woman, and at the end of the day, he tells the woman, you see, I'm not ready for this marriage, I bought it. That love was not real. It's eros. The eros love has to do with just sleeping with you, you know, taking from you. And that kind of love only come to you because they know that things are good for you. If nothing is working again, just like one of the cases we handled on the platform, where a young lady said they were going out for 5 years together with the guy, and the guy had promised to marry her, and all of a sudden things were not working for the guy again. The girl now started going backward and said, I cannot suffer. But you see, when the going was good with the guy was there for the lady, and the lady now, things are no more good with the guy, the lady now said that he's going back to his father, he cannot suffer. Are you getting me now? That is eros. Eros is a kind of love that come to you when things are good for you. But when things are bad, they abandon you. When you take in, you are pregnant for them, within that time that you're doing friendship and all those relationship that is not good. A man abandoning his wife to come and do love with you, he will soon abandon you and go to another person. Always check history. Where is this man coming from? Eros is the kind of love that the son of David, Tamar and Tamar and Ammon, yes, those were the two children, Ammon and Tamar. Ammon was the son of David and Tamar was the daughter of David, you know. So Tamar Ammon slept with the sister, that is half sister, one father but different mother. He was so much in love that the Bible says after he slept with that lady, their love became hatred. Have you noticed some guys who are always hanging around you, dance around you? I mean, they will show you all manner of love. The moment they sleep with you, the love disappears. That love is called Eros. It's a very wicked love. That love does not last. So you see, somebody is dating you, is going out with you, is sleeping around with other ladies, and he's loving you. He's not introducing you to his people. He's just posting you. He said, don't worry, we'll marry. He's just telling you lies. And you know, women, they like when people tell them lies. They don't investigate love. And that is why I say, when a guy tells you, I love you, it is with, now you're hearing this message now. Tell the guy, what kind of love? Are you talking about filial? Is it manial love you're talking about? Is it filial love you're talking about? Is it storage love you're talking about? Or are you talking about Eros? Ask him, what kind of love are you talking about? Then number two question, what do you understand by love? Do you know that many people that come to tell you I love you, they dance around you, they don't love you. Imagine a story I just heard. A guy that was going up taking care of this lady, they were doing a lot of things together, you know. And at times you are deceived when they are buying you stuff, they are spoiling you, they are taking you out, they are telling you I love you, and you are carried away. It is when the real problem happens that is when they will be tested to know whether they truly love you. So imagine a guy who has even taken a lady to introduce to his parents just to know that he's pregnant, abandoned the lady, and is now going out with another lady. That is Eros. Eros is always around you when things are good. But when things are not good, so it happens between male and female. Have you ever heard a man who sent a lady to school and the lady was going to school with the guy's money, only for the lady to finish school and married another guy? You know, so they were only using you. Eros love to use people. Eros love, Eros, you know, is an error love. You know, so this kind of love is not genuine. This kind of love is very, very wicked love, that when things are going bad with you, that is when you know whether this person actually. So imagine a guy in pregnancy, again, when they were in relationship, he tells the girl, go and abort the pregnancy, I'm not ready. So if you're not ready, why were you sleeping with her? Don't you know that when you sleep with a woman will become pregnant? You don't know. So when the pregnancy now comes out, it tells you, say, I beg, go and look for somebody who pregnated you. It's not me. You see now that the heart attitude will change. That is showing that he did not love you. And that's why you have to be careful, that if somebody is coming to you, he's only interested in sex, is having sex with you, that shows that the guy does not love you. Anybody, some ladies don't want to sleep with these guys, but they are forcing them. And because they say, I don't want to lose the guy, I don't want him to go away. If you give him, he will go away. If you don't give him, he will go away. There is nobody that is going into relationship to cut, you know, in to be in a relationship with a very bad person. I didn't come into marriage to marry somebody that will not stand with me. That's why I believed so much that no matter what happens to me, my wife cannot leave me. Because you know why? I'm going to tell you the love that is keeping our marriage. Okay, so you must understand this, that Eros is a very irresponsible love. Yes, it's a very, very irresponsible love. You know, they don't take responsibility when things goes bad. They abandon you. I met a young lady. Oh God. Hi. Some people have suffered though. I met a young lady, you know, he has a son. So I got to talk with her. I felt like crying that day. He said she was pregnant of the boy. I saw the boy when she had accident. Do you know that the guy abandoned her in that state? Till that boy has grown up to be 3 years old, the guy has not set his eyes on that girl. May you not come in contact with wicked men. That's why you must pray a prayer in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. He said that you will pray for us that God may deliver us from unreasonable and wicked men. Okay? So somebody that is unreasonable and wicked should not come into your life. Pray them out of your way. Are you understanding me now? So that is the kind of love that you should avoid. A lot of people are victims of Eros love. errors love, irresponsible love, love that comes to you. Okay, somebody say he loves you. If your face is no more beautiful, will he still love you? If there is no money, will he still love you? Because so many people love because they love their love on things that they see. If your breast is falling flat, will they still love you? If your face is no more looking beautiful, would they still love you? Oh my God. That is why you see a lot of people are confused. I take you to the last kind of, and that love is the best love. Oh, glory to God. It's the best love that anybody can want to enjoy. And I'm enjoying that love. That love is the love of God that is called agape love. And that is why if you don't understand agape love, you cannot detect errors. If you do not have agape love, you will not know. Somebody was telling me that a lady was crying. So I started talking with her. I said, what's the problem? He said they agreed that they would not sleep together. But the guy started coming up to say that he wants to sleep with her. So he now put up the agreement and said, but we agreed that we will not sleep with ourselves until we marry. So the guy now got annoyed and started calling her all manner of names and stopped picking her calls. So she was sad. I told her, why are you sad? God just delivered you from a future cheat, a future adulterer, somebody that came to eat from you. He didn't love you genuinely. So because you did not give him sex, he walked away from you. And so many of you have been feeling bad that an adulterer, a cheat, a wicked person walked away from you. You don't celebrate it. Do you know when I began to explain what God has delivered this lady from, she said, sir, you have made my day. I said, do you want to hang your life around somebody that does not love you? He only wants to eat from you and go away. Do you want wicked people in your life? So the God kind of love is called, you know, agape love. That agape, you can find that love in the book of Ruth. If you read from verse 1, you know, chapter 1, Ruth chapter 1 verse 16 down to 17, if you study the book of Ruth, you see that kind of love that says, despise, he said entreat me not to leave thee. He said, your people shall be my people. You know, where you will die, I will die there. What you will eat, I will eat. That kind of love is not a kind of love that discriminates. It's a kind of love that if you are no more beautiful, you now start looking around for other sweet 16 side chicks. You know, it's a kind of love, Romans 5:5, that is planted in your life. That kind of God's kind of love is a nature. Nobody that has the genuine love of God will do evil to you, because that love does not hurt. That love does not rejoice in you being in pains. That if you cannot get that love, if you are not a child of God, because that love is a love that God plants in your heart. Romans 5:5 says so. You see, the Bible says God is love. So if God is love, I have God in me. That's why I cannot hurt my wife. I cannot do anything or stand anybody. I cannot sit outside there and talk against my wife. I cannot go out there and spoil my wife before my friends. It cannot happen. So the kind of love that can make your relationship last is when you receive Jesus into your heart. I was telling a lady today, you say you are born again, you know, and you are sleeping with somebody, and the person now is beginning to maltreat you. It means that you yourself, you did not even understand your kind of nature. Because if you know yourself, you should be able to also understand others. Have you seen that Ruth did not follow Naomi because Naomi had anything? Don't forget, Naomi lost all of her children. Ruth said a Moabite woman followed Ruth and said, this old woman, now there was nothing around Naomi that could have enticed Ruth to follow Naomi back to Bethlehem. It was a genuine love that loved her not for anything. She followed that old woman back to her city, began to take care of her, and God rewarded her. That is the love that we're talking about. The love that even if you don't have eye again, your man is still there for you. The love that if maybe anything goes bad, your man is still there for you. Your woman is still there for you. Because God said he will not leave us nor forsake us. If you do not know God, that's why you're getting confused with wrong love. Me that have the love of God, I know when people come with wrong love. I know it. Because you can always use the original to understand the fake. If you yourself you understand God and you have received Jesus into your heart, let me preach to you now. If you have received the love of God and you understand how God loves, do you know that Jesus Christ loved us and he laid down his life for us? He laid down his life. So what kind of love is that? When something bad happens to you, the person that professed that he loved you walks away from you and allow you to suffer alone. God cannot do that. And that is why any child of God that loves God, that has received Jesus into his heart, can never hurt his spouse. You cannot hurt your spouse, because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart through the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 5:5. And the Bible says, he that does not have the love of God, you know, does not know God. So if you know God, you will stand with your spouse no matter what they say. Even against your family members, you will stay with your spouse. I heard a pathetic story that touched me. A young man who was living in America had a wife in Nigeria here, and they had two boys, you know, from that marriage. But the mother was dominating everything. So the guy stays in America and will send for his mother while the wife is in Nigeria with the children. The guy buys everything in the name of the mother. And at the end of, come on. There are some men are boys. Some men are mama's boys. That's why the Bible says in the book of Genesis, that Genesis chapter 1, in the last two verses, it said, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife. So when I am married, I'm married to my wife, not my mother. I honor my mother. I love my mother. But mama, don't come in to interfere in my marriage. I am now a man, not a boy. Glory to God. So genuine love is a love that does not see fault. Rather, when you are in love with somebody, you are helping that person to grow. You are adding value to that person. You are making that person to have self-worth. You are making the person to have confidence. You are making the person to feel good. Yes. Somebody meets you and will never be the same the way he met you. That you met me in a primary six level, but while you came into my life, you are now a graduate. The true love improves on you. The true love cannot hurt you. True love cannot abandon you. True love will feel your pains with you. It will be there with you. It will never dream of doing wickedness to you. That is the love of Jesus that should be shed abroad in your heart. And if you have not received Jesus, I want you to lift up your hands and say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I receive to you today. I reject sin. I reject errors. I reject many a love, wicked love, and addicted love to all manner of wicked thing that will destroy my life. I receive Jesus as the true love that God sent to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever receive him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The agape kind of love is the love that will make your marriage last. If you have received Jesus this afternoon, I want you to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is now the Lord of your life. And when he lords over your life, he begins to release that love into your heart, and you begin to live your life like the way God lives his life. God loves us. God doesn't look at our faults. God does not look at us to condemn us. Are you getting me now? Let me tell you something. In agape love, you look out for the strength of your spouse. You do not look out for the weaknesses of your spouse. The Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, but did not impose impute unto us our iniquity. In other words, God was not looking out for our fault. Rather, he was seeing us in Christ. He sees us like Christ. He sees us, you know, in the eyes of righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So in agape love, you see the best in your spouse. If your spouse does not have anything good, you try to make sure that the best come out from your spouse. You do not look at the fault and start talking down on him. I was telling a young man, I said, look out into your spouse. What are the things that you like about your spouse? He counted them out. I said, wow. And I said, what are the things you don't like about your spouse? He now looked. He said, oh, only one. I said, do you see that you were magnifying that one fault against the many other fault, the many good things that this lady is good of? Look out for the best in people, not their fault. When you are in a relationship, try to add value. Try to make the other party the best. Try to improve on that person. Try to make the person feel that he is secured in your hand. So many people are in a relationship, they are not secured. You know, I heard something about my wife, and I told the person, no, it's not my wife. The person said, hey. I said, it's not my wife. I know what my wife can do, and I know what my wife cannot do. We have built trust, and that is why it's not good for you to sleep with the man that wants to marry you. The moment you sleep with the person that wants to marry you, you have broken trust. Because tomorrow, if you marry now, and you'll be suspecting your husband, because when you people started, you started in immorality. You cannot lay the foundation of your marriage in immorality. Immorality is not a good life of God. The Bible says flee fornication. He said marriage is honorable, the bed undefiled. There is no bed in courtship. When you are courting with someone, you are dating a man, there is no bed. You only have bed in marriage, because it's only in marriage you are permitted to sleep with your man. Stop sleeping around with people that you are not sure of where they are taking you to. Stop hating yourself. Start loving yourself. You have seen all the disappointment that so many people are going through because they did not understand the true kind of love. If this message has blessed you, I think you can send this message to 20 people in your country. Let them understand what love is all about. Let them receive Jesus into their heart. Let them begin to read about, you know, the love of God in the Bible. Start reading from Romans. And I want you to look out for my message that I'm about to do very soon. How a prostitute, a professional prostitute, got married. If you really want to settle down and marry, you want to marry. You need to listen to that my message on how a prostitute got married, how a widow got married to a man who has never been married before and a wealthy man, and how an orphan married a king. There is something they did. If you are finding it difficult to marry, you need to listen to that my message. My name is Excellence Sambo. I am a relationship coach. I live in Abuja, Nigeria. If you want to reach me on my WhatsApp number, reach me with +234 +234 80 35 77 9342 +234 80 35 77 9342. And I want you to be a partner. One of my daughters just married yesterday. She has been a very wonderful partner with me, and I've been standing with her in prayers, and I'm happy for her. You must also be a partner with Excellence Sambo Outreach Ministries International, ESMI. And I'm standing with you in prayers. I mean the best for you, and I want you to be the best for yourself. God bless you. I love to get your feedback on me. I love you to, you know, get back to me, chat me up on my WhatsApp, and send this message to 20 people in your country. God bless you. I hope to hear from you again. Amen.